Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about TBA's production of the bluegrass musical Cotton Patch Gospel.
And here to talk about it, we have Wayne Mitchell and Bob Fairchild of TBA. And welcome, guys.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
And start with you, Bob. What part are you playing in this?
Well, mostly I'm playing the bass. As I said, I got recruited to play bass. I'm one of the local bluegrass musicians. I've been a longtime friend of TBA Theater, but this will actually be my first stage production since the 70s as in an acting role. All of my stage time has been in a musical role since then, and I have a couple of very small bit parts.
Oh, but he's great at them.
Tears him up. And Wayne, tell us a little bit about this show.
Well, it's Harry Chapin's swan song. It was the project that he was working on when he died in that car crash, and his brother Tom actually finished the work. And it's based on a book called The Cotton Patch Gospel of Matthew and John, which is kind of a reimagining of those books of the Gospels in the American South in an indeterminate time of the 20th century. And, you know, what if Jesus actually made his appearance there? And all of those exotic locales that we think of as so rare, you know, the River Jordan and Jerusalem become Atlanta and the River Chattahoochee. And you go, oh, okay, so it brings it a little bit more home.
And this is a bluegrass musical, as you're saying.
It is,
music is of that area, the bluegrass music, which, of course, is very popular here in Anchorage. And I'm sure the show's going to go over like gangbusters because of that.
We certainly hope so. It was done here, well, not here, it was done in the Valley about 20 years ago. And Aaron Dagan, who's the director of this show, directed it out there. And a couple of the cast members from this show were out there. And it's always been one of those ones that's been clicking away in our back pocket. You know, we're going to do Cotton Patch somewhere in town. And so we decided on our season. Coincidentally, the Valley did it again.
I was going to tell you.
And I understand that was a good production as well.
Yeah, we had them on our show as well.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I was sorry to have missed it. I'm sure they did a great job with it.
So tell us, are you updating the show at all to today, or is it all set in the South? Are you doing any kind of local references?
No, we're trying to keep it with the geography that the Chapins had originally in mind. But it's a generic kind of time period. When you ask Aaron, well, so what period is this? The designers, you know, Frank Beebe and Megan Blado, our set and costume designers, said, so what period are we looking for? And she said, Americana. It's the Americana period. So whatever that means.
And you are playing
a number of roles. I like Bob. I'm in the band. I play the washboard, which is unusual.
How many years of study does it come to?
Well, actually, I've been playing it for a number of years. The backbone of this production is the storytelling group Folkstales that has that. We do an a cappella music and storytelling show annually, and it's generally sponsored by TBA. But this year we decided that we would use Folkstales plus Bob as the band and then add on extra actors in those other roles. And Bob, for the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, has every time we see him in an audience and we've got a gig of Folkstales, says, hey, Bob, you got a mandolin? What did you bring? Come on up. So he's been jamming with us. But the answer to your question is I've probably been playing that washboard about 6 years. Years of study, nada.
He has an amazing solo on the bell. However,
I do have a tremendous bell solo.
Ding. And but you also play different characters in the show.
I do, yes.
You're playing John, for example.
Yeah, right? John. In this, it's John the Baptizer. But I also play the Caiaphas role, so that's Dr. Caiaphas, and Andrew the Apostle, who becomes Andy. And that's kind of the flavor of the show. The whole cast is on stage the full time, and they'll change a hat or put on a fake mustache or something and go in and out of character in front of the audience. The idea being that it's almost a tent revival feeling. And these are, we don't hide the fact that we're here presenting a show about this subject matter.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's a load of fun. And the music, I think the music is Harry Chapin at its best. And in the score, it's a ball because, of course, you're never in a regional theater going to match the instruments that those guys played originally. So the score says, well, you know, use what instruments you play and make this modification. And so the music rehearsals have been a ball.
Yeah, we've had quite a few rehearsals just with the band. And yeah, that's starting to come together.
Starting to come together, yeah. Which is a relief. We're a week out. So.
Good. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Bob Fairchild and Wayne Mitchell, talking about TBA's production of Cotton Patch Gospel. And I understand that that you have a this has a large cast, does it not?
It does. It has. When this was originally conceived, it was five performers. There was a band of four and a guy who played Matthew, who is the storyteller of it. And then the band members would play little bit roles or throw in a line here or there. Mm-hmm. But most of the dialogue was carried by this Matthew character. And then he would also play all the characters, male, female, adults, oh. children, everything. And it's done that way occasionally. Most times when you see it done, they do expand the cast so that you have age-appropriate and gender-appropriate characters playing those characters. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's not one of our TBA Cecil B. DeMille extravaganzas that sometimes Aaron can stage. But it's right around 20 actors and musicians we have in the show.
Well, you can do that with 20. You can do 20 actors after all. You're teachers primarily at TBA.
With the educational, TBA stands for Training Better Artists. So it's got an educational component to it. And one of the things that we believe is that it's actor training for actors of all ages. So often we go to school and there's a drama department. ATY that Steve works mm-hmm. with, it does a great job of training young actors, but then you get to adult mm-hmm. actors and we kind of assume if you're an adult, you're there, you can act. So we're dedicated
that's
to...
That's a big mistake.
That's a big mistake. You know, it's...
I'm speaking from my own experience.
Mine as well.
Mine
as well. Yeah. Life is short and the craft is long, brother.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
So we have all of our coursework and that really does provide a good foundation for being able to cast the shows.
And Bob, you're coming from this background of bluegrass musician, and you play a number of different instruments. Is that right?
Well, none of them.
Plays. Yeah,
none of them really well, but I play them.
Believe him.
Yeah, I play primarily mandolin and bass. I play harmonica. I'm usually the front man for most of the bands I'm in, so I play whatever I can get away with and surround myself with other really good musicians.
We'll make a shameless plug for him. He plays with Sourdough Biscuits. If you see a poster for him, go see it. Outstanding.
But my stage experience, as I said, dates back to the 70s. I actually had some very good roles back in the 70s when I was in school. I played Scrooge and I played Barnaby in Babes in Toyland. Mm. And that was probably the last time that I did any of that. Then did a tiny little bit of radio drama in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. But as a front man for a band, of course, you're used to this type of presentation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's not I'm not at all concerned about that. It's just a different way of presenting stuff. You do have to stick to a script a little closer when I'm in a play than I do with the band, but
you'd be surprised.
Now it's, you know, you talked about the teaching and the training side of things and the cast has an amazing number of young people in it too, and some of them are definitely veterans that I've seen in many productions, and it's fun for me to work with some of them that I've seen on stage since they were, you know, too young to drive, and now a few of them are.
Well, it's funny, you know, doing theater long enough in this town. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lamar, who's now our music director, mm-hmm. she's been doing theater since, gosh, whenever.
Yeah.
But I still remember when she was an 8-year-old girl playing violin at the Renaissance Fair, and I was old then.
Well, a shameless department here. I understand my granddaughter has a role in this play.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Ellie has been with Folk.
That's Ellie Janicek, for those who are listening in.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She's been with Folk's Tales since probably our second year of existence, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. has played with us real regularly. So she's got a variety of roles and fills out the band on the auto harp and does
auto
a wonderful job.
Penny Whistle.
And Penny Whistle, of course.
And vocals. She's one of the apostles, and I'm trying to think of what other roles she has, but she's with us on, you know, up there on stage quite a bit.
Well, Bob, one question just came to mind when you were talking about the kids looking up to you. Do you find any of them looking at you as a possible musician as going into that form of performance?
You know, it's interesting. There's a couple of the young ladies that wanted to play the upright bass, so they've mm-hmm. you know, tried out my bass there, and they are much more classically trained musicians. You know, they read music and some of them play cello and play piano and guitar and so forth. No one's approached me about you know, wanting to help them put together a band yet, but it was one of those kind of instant connections with a couple of people in the cast.
Well, you never know, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Well, because an upright bass is a fun instrument. I mean, I think anybody looks and goes, man, if I could just get my hands on it for a second.
Yeah, there's a couple of times I may play another instrument or two. I think I may play mandola on one song because we have another member of the cast who really wants to play the upright on stage. And so I think at some point Leif is going to
Leif is going to
play my bass. And somebody else, again, one of the girls said, well, you know, I could play.
Well, you know, it's a show about the Gospels. There might be a lesson about covetousness here.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
So round out some of the other members of the cast force. Who's playing the Matthew character, for example?
That's my brother Shane, who is also kind of the chief storyteller of Folk's Tales. So it's a nice fit to it. Dennis Cleary is with us. Leif Sawyer, as we mentioned. Lindsay Lamar, Ellie Janicek. We're borrowing a couple of ACT's standbys.
Yes.
Terrence and Marty are joining us from ACT. So yeah, a lot of the hands that you see around town,
and you're performing over at APU, which is an intimate theater as well. So that should really fill a lot, and
it's
bring
perfect
that
for it.
Bring that sort of as you said, tent revival type of
feeling. Right. Yeah. There's a down home immediacy that you're going to get in Grant Hall that I think is great for this show.
Well, we're running out of time, and I really want to thank you both for coming. This has gone like the wind here, and I'm sure there's much more we could talk about Cotton Patch Gospel, but thank you very much for coming, Bob Fairchild and Wayne Mitchell.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Gene. Thanks for having us, Steve.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Cyrano's is presenting Clybourne Park, which is running through March the 10th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Clue the Musical, running through March 17th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Mad Myrna's, it's the last weekend to see the hilarious Sordid Lives, written by Dale Shores. Now, this play is suitable for adults only. Performances are Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 276-4762.
UAA Theater's presentation of Sense and Sensibility runs through March 10th. Performances are Friday and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 6. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Out North Theater this weekend and next, you can see Jack Dalton's Assimilation, an interesting twist about Native experiences in boarding schools. Productions are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3. For tickets, go to outnorth.org.
Cyrano's, UAA, the Alaska Theater of Youth, and Out North are holding Anchorage's first 24-hour Bardathon, March 1st to 2nd. You can just show up to read or to be cast on the spot.
Theater Artists United presents Jesus Christ Superstar at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2, with an extra performance on Saturday, also at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, go to 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
March 8th to 17th, TVA presents Cotton Patch Gospel at APU's Grant Hall. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Saturday and Sunday at 3. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to play@tbatheater.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.